Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Shout out to the work hard. Be good, cool. Especially those people that look at hump day and say, huh. Day.
People are saying I'm putting the H in the hump day.
I don't know.
Okay, also shout out to all the people that plan on being good today and staying hydrated and drinking their water.
That's right. It is time for four fast facts.
Facts.
In no particular order.
Number four.
I'll go first today, man, because I'm actually really excited about this.
Okay.
So yesterday, I had breakfast for dinner.
Ooh.
You can't go wrong with that.
I do that a lot.
Do you really?
I do, because I'm lazy, and an omelet is just so easy to make, and it's just me. Well.
Yeah, I just, yesterday was a different kind. It wasn't just eggs. I was like, we were trying to decide what we were going to eat, and we had turkey meat laid out. And I'm looking at the turkey meat, and I'm thinking to myself, boring. It's like, don't nobody want no turkey meat. Because here's what happens. My girl will sneakily convince me to make picadillo out of the turkey meat. So it's like a Puerto Rican little meat thing that you get inside of, the meat inside of empanadas is pretty much picadillo. So she wanted me to make that, or she wants me to make that. And I didn't want to do that. And I said, you know what, babe? I got a great idea. Let's have some waffles.
Ooh.
So we have this really cool waffle maker. It's a vertical waffle maker where you pour the batter in to the top. It has its own little funnel. And then it makes the waffle. And you don't have to flip it. You don't have to do anything. It just makes it right then. It's like the easiest thing ever.
That's amazing.
Baby story behind the waffle maker. I bought it for my sister, but I found out on Christmas that it was the second waffle maker that I had bought my sister.
Gabe's so known for his waffle makers.
So I took it. Have it at the house. Needless to say, though, waffles for breakfast, it is a jam.
Man, you have all the things to make the perfect chicken and waffles now.
Oh, listen.
You got the air fryer. Nicole, you got the waffles. Oh, my
after
God.
After we had the waffles, Nicole was like, yo, babe, we can make chicken and waffles. And I'm just thinking to myself, how 2020 of us just want to have a waffle maker that don't flip and an air fryer to make the fried chicken? Whatever, bro.
Number three.
It's all about convenience. However, it's very inconvenient when you forget your password. How often do you do that? Do you forget your passwords a lot?
No, I use the same one.
Okay. Well, there is a password that is standing between a man and $234 million. This story was so crazy to me. So there's this guy in San Francisco. He lost a password to this hard drive that he has that's encrypted. It's a special kind of hard drive, so he only has 10 guesses to get the password right. If he doesn't, it'll like self-destruct, like go, go, gadget, self-destruction.
Well, it's a virtual wallet. And so what happens is he has Bitcoin in there, Nina.
Yeah, I know.
He got Bitcoin and it's all these millions of dollars of Bitcoin. But the thing is, because it was all like black market in the beginning, it's encrypted in a different way. So there's actually companies that are sprouting up that will help people find their cryptocurrency and the passwords to their virtual wallets.
Well, because I was just going to ask, like, there's absolutely no way he can't get in because as of right now, he has two more chances, right?
Yeah.
To try to break
two
in
more,
there.
And that's it.
And then that's it.
That's it.
But if one of these companies pop up and they help him get his wallet back,
Yeah. Where
does it go? Just poof into thin air?
Yes.
Isn't that nuts? Guys, that gives me anxiety for this guy.
And it's so funny. And this is actually, I mean, I'm not into Bitcoin, but I know there's a lot of people out there listening that are. And this is why some people say Bitcoin won't work is because in the long run is because no one wants to act like a bank.
Yeah.
And when you have your own Bitcoin currency, you are your own like central agency. So you have to have those. And so like if you don't have it, there's no password of recovery. It's blocked. You're locked. It's over. It's done. You got nothing else because you're the only person that's responsible for it. So you can't have, they can't send it to your email.
It makes me so nervous.
Well,
anyway, fingers crossed for this guy. I feel like the whole world is rooting for him. Find your password.
It's got to be AS or 1, 2, 3, 4.
Number one.
We're going to pack it all in right
now. Number two.
All right. So maybe he could, if he gets into his account, he can use that money to rent out the Bachelor Mansion. Did you hear it is available for rent, Nina?
Ew.
Did you hear about this?
No.
Right around 9,600 square feet.
Wow.
There is 7 bedrooms now, 8 bathrooms. It sits on 10 acres.
Okay. So Marshall, I want to come and stay one night. How much am I looking at?
Okay. Take a guess.
For one night?
For one night.
$5,000.
Oh, very close. Very close.
Probably around $6,000 a night.
$6,000. What do I get?
2 jacuzzis, swimming pool, pool table, full bar.
Herpes.
I was going to say, like, can you get full on, like, Lysol bombs that go in the tub first? I don't know. It's like there's something with the Bachelor Mansion that kind of reminds me of, like, the Playboy Mansion, even though it's not the same thing. I realize.
A lot more sex in the Playboy Mansion.
But there's still that kind of, like, I'm curious but skeeved at the same time.
I think that seems like a cool place to do, like, a bachelorette party or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, have strippers in there. You can pretend like you got it.
It's a bachelorette party in the Bachelorette Mansion. Boom.
Number one.
In no particular order, were you a Girl Scout? You in the car. I was a Girl Scout, so I feel like every time we talk about Girl Scout cookies, I'm so invested, you know, like you just want to root for the Girl Scouts. Well, this year, it's Girl Scout cookie season, and it's a lot harder for us to get our hands on it because they're not going to be posted up outside of Mariano's this time. Now, they've teamed up with Grubhub, so you can actually order Girl Scout cookies from the comfort of your home. Isn't that amazing?
They should pair up with Benny's. And do like Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, or any of the dispensaries.
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
No, Nina.
What?
You can't.
Well, the kids.
All right, maybe I was
it.
Bad.
Well, you said Benny's. I mean, it's the same concept. Anyways.
I know. We're trying to skirt around the fact that we want little girls going into to dispensaries and being like, can I get some Girl Scout cookies?
I mean, no.
No, not the ones I'm selling. The ones you can actually
no.
sell. All right. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Teresa in Villa Park. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. You heard the first question, Nina. Go ahead.
All right, Teresa. In 2009, a reality show about pregnant teens first aired on MTV. But how old are these teens and pregnant?
16.
That's the one.
Teresa, you got any daughters that are near 16?
No, just a 1-year-old boy.
Good.
You don't have to worry about the boy.
Keep him away from the 16-year-old daughters. Or, yeah, anyway, you get
got
it.
A long
question
way to go.
Number
keep
two.
Him
here
away
we go.
From him.
Yeah.
Okay, Teresa, this rom-com came out in 2006 starring Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston. They star as a couple that decides to go their separate ways. But what's another way to say that? Because that's the name of the movie.
Nice job.
All right, you're on fire right now. Let's see if you got this one. In 2009, we're back to 2009, guys. Mariah Carey released a song called Obsessed With Me. Why are you so obsessed with me? What rapper was the song rumored to be about? Okay.
Nice job.
Teresa wants everybody to know she's old school. All right. Here we go. Go, Teresa. You old school. New year. New you. Tell your mama and her friends you old school and you'll do it again. Go, Teresa. Look at Gabe's face. It's so good.
No. My face does not say that it's good. Hey, Teresa, congratulations. Good job.
Yeah, Teresa. That was great.
So let me ask you this, Teresa. Did you ever used to go like to your high school dances or anything like that?
For sure.
Like homecoming prom or more like, did you ever go to dances at other schools?
No, I think just my school. Oh, maybe someone else's prom once.
See?
Oh, okay, I was going to say, did you get to go to the senior prom before you were a senior?
I sure did.
Teresa. I love it.
Okay, Teresa, have a good one. Thanks for playing. We love you. And guys, when we come back, actually, we're going to be asking you who helped you get ready today. Oh, you lucky bat.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk to me next.
B96.
So, you're on your way to work, and you're one of the fortunate people that had one that had their significant other lay out their clothes.
Oh my god!
Or pack their lunch.
What is that like?
We want to talk to you and literally find out what that's like. The phone lines are open right now. 877-591-9696. If that was you, we want you to brag about your bae.
Yeah.
The lovely one. We want to know their name. We want to know what they did. And we want to know how long they've been doing it for, because we don't have that luxury. And Nina, I'm going to tell you about a specific woman. Her name is Katrina Holt.
Mm-hmm.
She's 30 years old. And she decided to live like a 1950s housewife after being too stressed out by her job in the payroll department.
Okay.
So she quit her job so that that way she can help her husband, Lars, go to work every day. And what does that mean? It means every single day, Nina, she is packing him his lunch and getting his clothes ready, because this is quoting her, not my opinion, because men should be spoiled by their wives.
Uh-huh. I'm like, wow, you know what?
You have that look. I don't want to say, you got to.
But you know what?
Do you not agree with that?
No, I do.
Oh,
but
okay,
I also,
you look confused.
No. I was processing what you just said. Because while I do believe that men should be spoiled by their wives, I also think wives should be spoiled by their husbands. Right? You spoil each other.
Okay.
But that was just what I'm saying. So it's like, if she's doing all that, then he just goes to work and comes home and she's got dinner ready to go?
You mean spoiling her by having a house?
You mean
spoiling her by paying for the food and the bills?
If that's what she's comfortable with, yeah.
No. You don't change the argument. You just said if she's spoiling him, he has to spoil her. And I just told you what he was spoiling her with. And you said, I mean, if that's what she wants. Like, no, we're talking about the argument that you were making a second ago.
Because I'm trying to process what that would feel like to say that I'm going to commit my life to serving you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what she's saying.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he's committing his life to providing for her.
Yeah.
He has to go to work. Like, she's getting his clothes and his food, but he has to go to work or else there's no food or clothes for her to get
ready. Right, because she's not contributing.
Right.
In that sense, in a financial sense. I don't know that I could do that, but...
You don't know if you could get your man's food or clothes ready?
What do you do the rest of the time? Like, while he's at work, what do you do? Is this the Leave It to Beaver? That's when she vacuums and makes Jell-O molds?
I feel like I was born in the wrong decade.
Listen, if that works for her.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. I feel like I want to take care of my man. I mean, listen, some people don't like working. There's a lot of women that want to be stay-at-home moms.
Sure.
There's so many women that are in their car right now on their way to work that are saying to themselves, watch this.
Uh-huh.
Angela Domino, you don't have to get on the micro. Don't you wish you were at home right now chilling with your man paying for everything than sitting there answering phones at B96? Absolutely. The answer is yes.
Her eyes are like, ah.
All right, you know what? But we want to hear about we want you to brag about your bae, right? She decided to quit her job and do that. And maybe the person at home is deciding for different reasons, but we want to know what they laid out for you. Did they lay out your clothes? Did they get you a nice little lunch ready? Because I want to know what they made you.
Maybe just coffee.
Listen.
You know?
If Nicole woke up and made me just coffee, but I can't because she's taking care of the baby.
Of course.
So could you imagine? I'm like, hey, babe. Get up.
Do you leave the coffee ready for her when you leave?
I would never do that. No. But I make her coffee every Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because I wake up before she does.
That's cute.
And then I let her sleep. I take the baby. I go downstairs and I make her coffee. Listen, you ain't got a question.
Nicole's going to call now. Let me tell
you. She'll tell you that I'm the man. All right. We want to hear from you guys. Brag about your bae. Did they lay out your clothes? Did they make your lunch? What did they do? We want to hear about it. All right. 877-591-9696. It's B96. Okay. Gabe and Nina, B96, if Nicole came to me today and said, babe, I want you to be a stay-at-home dad, I'd be like, bang, bang, bang. Oh, man. All right, let's talk to Susan on the south side. Good morning, Susan. Did someone make your breakfast? Did someone lay out your clothes today?
No, I make the breakfast and I lay out the clothes.
And you go to work?
And I go to work. I get up at 4:30 every morning.
And then
I iron the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I make the breakfast.
Mm.
Lunch is already made from dinner from the night before.
This sounds like sexy Susan talk.
Susan, how long?
I go to work and he goes to work.
How long have you been doing
this?
Great
question.
I've been doing it since March of 2019, every single day.
Now, is this something that you love or are you doing it because you know he loves it?
Both.
Yeah. I think so. I could see that. I could see where you get pleasure out of pleasing somebody else.
Yeah, of course.
I like to spoil him. He deserves it. He's a hard worker.
Okay, that's sweet. She's bragging on him and herself.
I miss when women felt like this. You know what I'm saying? But she's just saying he deserves it. He works hard. And I think that there's so many women out there that are listening to that right now and being like, that ain't going to be me. I ain't going to do that. What's your single ass?
It's not hard.
What's your single ass? Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say, Susan. But here's the flip side of that, Nina. I bet her man appreciates it to the fullest degree. I bet you he loves the hell out of her. And these are like the things that offset. Like maybe he's doing stuff around the house. Maybe he's, you know what I'm saying? Because he does it to love her too.
And to what you're saying though, yeah, Susan, and I think it's wonderful that works in your home. And when you're talking to the single women being like, oh, I would never do that. You know why a lot of people feel that way when you say that initially?
Yeah,
if you haven't been treated right, if you haven't been in a scenario where you want to do those things, you want to do it for the people that you love.
Yeah.
Or you did do it once and you weren't appreciated. Or you have a situation where you weren't, you know, it didn't feel good.
Yeah.
Susan's is reciprocated. It feels good. Yours is reciprocated. It feels good.
Let me ask Susan, because she says she just started doing this 2 years ago.
Sure.
So were you tainted before that? Like, were you always like that? Or did you feel like you got in this situation and then you started doing it?
I got in this situation and then I started doing it because he's done a lot for me. And
Oh. Started getting emotional. That's okay, Susan.
And that's a beautiful thing. And that's what
Thanks
you want.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
As a single person, you want that. You want to love somebody so much you can do that. You want them to love you so much that you do that. You want to appreciate the situation. And if you've never had it, you don't know how.
It's tough for fellas, you know, trying to get in a situation like that where you have to break down a wall first and love her in order to get some of that in return.
Everybody's breaking down walls. It's hard. Everybody's got their walls up so high, I think. Well, I can't say everybody, but for a lot of people.
There's an uptick in people.
for being out here as a single person, in my experience, is what I should say. Everybody's got walls up. So it's once you get past it, you can have
it's
the
so
benefits
confusing,
of,
Nina.
Of that. It is confusing.
It's confusing because I like you say that, but then we talk to a million people that fall in love in one day and move in less than a week. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So it's like we're telling people to love hard and love unconditionally, openly and freely. But at the same time, we're like, well, we have walls and you got to break those down.
But isn't it that whole saying too, though, when it's the right person, you're going to do that? So if these people are finding their people, that's where hope comes in, where we're watching these people move. This is getting deep,
basically,
guys.
No, yeah, man, that's what it's for. Because basically, if they don't want to make your breakfast, you got to break up with them.
Lay out my clothes, then we can get married.
Iron my socks. I would never ask Nicole to do that. All right, we'll get you off of Wake Up Boards next. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. It is Gabe and Nina. That's who it is. And it is Wednesday morning. And don't forget the baby daddy check-in weekdays 7:05 and 9:05 a.m. You get 2 dad jokes and a baby update. The first dad joke, Nina, did you know that Bruce Lee had a vegan brother?
No.
Broccoli. Yeah, when I saw the one yesterday, I was dying. And I'm like, damn, I'm liking these dad jokes too much because this is not good, but it's like so not good that it's funny. Anyway.
You stepped into it.
So the baby update is, as I mentioned a second ago, my daughter is a BBB. You've heard of Triple D, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Uh-huh.
My daughter's a Triple B, a big bone baby.
Oh.
Yo, I don't know what happened. I don't know when it happened, but my daughter looks like this, like, skinny mini. She's, like, tall. She looks skinny. And she looks, like, light. You know, you see little babies, you pick them up and throw them around. I don't know when my daughter became a bowling ball.
Is she heavy?
Nina, it's like a bowling. She's a big bowling ball. That's what it is. That's what Triple B stands for, a big bowling ball. Not a big bone baby. It is crazy. It's just, it's the thing is, it's like overnight. One day you're carrying your baby and you could flip them around, do whatever you want. Your arms aren't tired. Next thing you know, you're saying to yourself, I need to hit some more bicep curls.
This girl is getting you work out.
This girl's a big bowling ball.
Oh.
My mom said it. Nicole said it. I said it. I think it's because we're now giving her solid foods.
Uh-huh.
So she's just getting a little bit more extra calories per day.
She's growing.
It actually. So needless to say, if my right arm looks extra swole, it's because I've been carrying around my daughter.
Which arm is it?
My right arm.
You got to balance it out.
Jeez. All right, second dad joke. My uncle got a new job.
Mm-hmm.
My Theo. He works for a company that makes bicycle wheels.
Mm.
He's the spokesperson.
Both of these just hit today, right?
Domino, our phone screener, Domino. I got to get a name for her. Domino is shaking her head. That's how you know they're good, Nina, when they shake, when people shake their head. It's like eye roll, shake the head.
That's funny.
All right, guys, coming up next, do not forget, Carly in the South Loop is trying to make it 2 wins in a row for Wake Up Wars.
But we have Brad in LaGrange, who is coming for her crown. Will he do it? Be here to play Wake Up Wars on B96.
Hey, do not forget, in the 8 o'clock hour, we are giving away an iPad a day. You were listening for Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. When it plays during the 8 o'clock hour, be caller number 21, and then you could win that iPad.
Waking up is already a battle. But now, it's time for the war. Wake Up Wars on B96.
Happy hump day, everybody. What's up? It is Gabe and Nina. And let's get this thing started and welcome back the queen of the wake up world, Carly, in the South Loop. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
Also got to welcome Brad and LaGrange coming to steal her crown. Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Good morning.
All right, Carly, let's just jump right into it. Do you want to go first or do you want to let Brad go first?
I'll let Brad go first.
Thank you. Carly, hang on a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, Brad, I'm sure you know how this works, but for everybody playing along, they're about to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and that Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right today will win. And it does take 3 victories, Brad, to get you that breakfast.
Sounds good.
Here's your first female-centered question. There are many different ways to get curl in your hair. One way to do it is by using a hairpin to hold it in place while it sets. What are these curls called?
Curler.
Okay, next question.
I didn't know it either, Brad. Don't worry about it.
On a standard Xbox controller, you use your index finger to pull the right trigger. Above the right trigger is the RB. What does RB stand for?
Oh, breaking my heart.
Got me on that one.
Okay, here's the Chicagoland question, Brad. Let's see if you can get this one.
I got faith in you.
It's Park Week on the show. So not somewhere you play, actually somewhere you live. And we're going to tell you about a place that ends in the word park, and you just have to tell us which one it is.
Okay.
This park begins with a T and is located 30 miles southwest of Chicago. In 2009, Business Week named it the best place to raise a family. My, have the times changed. What is the name of the suburb that begins with a T and ends with park?
Tinley Park.
All right, Brad. You got the Chicagoland question.
LaGrange is not too far from there, so he...
You had to know that one.
Hey, I'm a second, Brad. Carly in the South Loop, Brad from LaGrange actually got one question correct today, so you got a shot. Chance to get breakfast still right there. Here's your first female-centered question. There are many different ways to get curls in your hair. One way to do it is by using a hairpin to hold it in place while it sets. What are these curls called?
Hot rollers, soft curls.
I didn't know the answer either, Carly. Here's question number 2 for you, though. On a standard Xbox controller, you use your index finger to pull the right trigger. Above the right trigger is the RB. What does RB stand for?
Right back.
All right, this is to make it to the tiebreaker tune and keep your hopes for breakfast alive. It's a Chicagoland question, and it is Park Week on the show, Carly. So not somewhere you play, somewhere you live. We're going to tell you about a place that ends in the word park, and you're just going to tell us which one it is. This park begins with a T and is located 30 miles southwest of Chicago. In 2009, Business Week named it the best place to raise a family. My, have the times changed. What is the name of the suburb that begins with a T and ends with park?
Tinley Park.
Look at that.
All right, getting the Chicagoland questions today.
Hang on 1 second, Carly.
Brad, our girl Carly also got one question correct, which means we've made it to the tiebreaker tune. I'll tell you the name of a song.
I'm surprised.
So are we.
I'm going to tell you the name of the song, Brad. You just have to tell us how long it is. Whoever gets the closest to it will win, okay?
Okay.
Your song is Justin Bieber's What Do You Mean? What do you mean? Okay. How long is that song?
3 minutes.
Okay.
Like a solid guess. Carly, once again, 2 days in a row, you made it to the tiebreaker tune, and your song is by Justin Bieber, and it is, What Do You Mean? Whoa, whoa. All right. How long is that song?
3 minutes and 57 seconds.
Okay.
Brad said 3 minutes. You said 3 minutes, 57 seconds. The answer is 3 minutes and 26 seconds.
Brad,
it's your Brad.
In the breakfast.
Congratulations.
Oh, man.
Congrats, Brad.
Always sucks when you lose.
Hook her down.
For a tiebreaker soon. Hey, let's give you guys the answers to the questions. Nina, number one.
The first one is pin curls. I guess I should have said what era, like the 30s and 50s pin curls.
Okay. Question number two. I know all my gamers out there are just going crazy. The RB stands for right button. I know.
It's too
obvious.
I'm
not a gamer.
Almost, obvious. Right?
Yeah.
And then you guys both got this one right, holding your Chicago card proudly. Tinley Park is the park we're talking about today.
Tinley Park. Hey, Carly, in the South Loop, I want to say hello to your husband. I want to say hello to your baby.
Yeah.
And I hope that you have a fantastic day at work. And enjoy that coffee you're going to pay
you.
For. Not us.
Exactly.
Hey, Carly, have a
Bye,
great
Carly.
Week. Okay, thanks for playing.
Thanks. Good luck, Brad.
Oh, so sweet.
Thank you.
Brad.
All right, Brad.
It's almost like you knew you were going to win. You called nice and early. You said, I'm going to win today.
Yes. Very confident.
I like the confidence everybody has, but what is the first call you're going to make after this to tell that you just won Wake Up Wars?
My lovely wife who makes my lunch and lays out my clothes every day.
Okay,
you're the best,
Brad.
All right, we're going to get your information. We'll see you back here tomorrow. All right, hang tight. Don't go anywhere.
Sounds good.
All right, if you want to take on Brad tomorrow and block the breakfast, make sure you're here like he was.
Yep.
He was here early today.
Early.
Got in at 6:55. So make sure you're here for that one, all right? And when we come back right at 7:22 after a couple of songs, I'm going to tell you about a big procedure I'm having done on my face. Why in the world do I have to have surgery on my nose this upcoming Friday? I'll tell you in just a second. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Don't forget, 7:53 is the start of our brand new feature, Three Throwbacks.
Ooh, it's so fun.
I love it.
Dance party.
Guess your gig right into that. It's happening at 7:53. And don't forget, your iPad a day during the 8 o'clock hour. The song you're listening for is Blinding Lights. When you hear that, be caller number 21. Now, I was blinded by a punch in my face back when I was a shorty. And that is why I'm having this surgery done on Friday. So I have a deviated septum. It's something, it's so weird. It's like, what I'll say is this, Nina. When you're a kid that grows up in the hood and grows up in the inner city and you don't have a bunch of resources, you don't even know when something is wrong because you just think it's just regular.
Right.
You don't go to the hospital. You don't, it's just things you just don't do. And so I've had this deviated septum since I was in eighth grade, and I didn't even know it. I didn't even realize it. I've been breathing poorly my whole life and not even understanding what happened. And the thing is, so I got into a little altercation when I was in eighth grade with one of my best friends. And like after it happened, I got like in trouble, and then my parents didn't take me to the hospital.
So it just healed on its own?
Yeah, because my parents were just like, you're an idiot for fighting, even though it wasn't a fight. It's like,
right.
You're an idiot for, you know, getting into it with, you know, with your friend. And that's it. They never were like, oh my God, we should take you to the hospital.
Did you notice your breathing change? Like,
not when you're in eighth grade. You don't even
remember.
Understand. You're just like, oh, my nose is a little swollen. Anyway, well, here's the cool thing, guys. The guy who actually, one of my best friends, who I still talk to daily, he's actually going to join the show in just a couple seconds.
I
so he
love
can
this.
Go over the story. But the reason why we're talking about it is because, let's see here. I want to say the name of the company correctly. Oh, geez.
Are you nervous about your procedure?
Not really. Not really.
Like, are they going to put you under? Like,
they
is
put
it
me
gonna
under.
Be a serious thing?
Yeah. I'm actually going to post a video.
Okay.
I should post a video.
That's
They went
crazy.
All up my nose. They went down my throat. They did all that stuff. So it is called Wisconsin Sinus and Snoring. They are opening up a brand new office in Chicago in Arlington Heights. And they're going to be one of our advertisers here on B96.
Awesome.
So I stepped up and I said, hey, I'm going to get my deviated septum fixed. They did all that. And then I thought to myself, they said it could be hereditary. And then they said, do you know anything else that happened to you? And I said, well, when I was in eighth grade, I got into my best friend. I was like, is that? They're like, yeah, it could have been that.
It's his fault.
So then I call up my friend. I'm like, bro, it's your fault that I, here we are, like some 20 years later. Well, I got to go to the damn hospital to get my nose fixed because it's something that you did.
Does he feel so guilty? I would feel so guilty.
Well, we're about to find out, Nina.
Oh my God.
All right. When we come back, right after this song, the guy who was responsible for my deviated septum, my best friend, Sam, is going to be joining the show. So that you know what? We've never talked about this.
Oh, so this is going to be aired out for the first time?
This will be the first time that him, like, it happened and whatever, and we kept being friends, you know, because that's what happened.
Sure.
But we've never, like, talked about what happened.
Now it's serious.
All right, so when we come back, 3 minutes from right now, the guy responsible for my deviated septum is going to join the show and tell us a story, and we'll have a couple of laughs to talk about it. All right, don't go anywhere. Gabe and Nina, B96. All right, we got him on the phone. I told you he would be here. Everybody say what's up to my boy Sam. Sam, good morning.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
All right, now I've talked about Sam quite a few times on the show. I told you he's, and I want to make sure I get this right. You're the second director of Chicago PD?
Assistant director. Second assistant director.
Second assistant director. My bad.
That's so awesome.
So yeah, so when you watch Chicago PD, know that there's a Chicago kid that is actually on the show helping everybody, along with a bunch of other people.
Right.
Now, Sam and I went to elementary school together, and I'll never forget when Sam first got to our school. I went to Lincoln Elementary from first grade all the way to eighth, and Sam got there in sixth grade. Now, the reason why it was such a big deal was because I was the only Puerto Rican in school my whole time that I was there.
Oh my gosh, really?
And then all of a sudden, another guy comes trying to steal my shine. But you know what? Sam and I quickly became friends. I used to spend the night at his house a lot.
Mm-hmm.
His dad is a boxer, so I used to just hang out with them all the time. And then what happened was, you know, like most young males, when they're that young and teenage, you get into a fight. But this one wasn't necessarily a fight. This one was, I would say, something that happened in the blink of an eye. And actually, I'm gonna let Sam, I want to hear what your recollection of the moment was.
Oh man, I can't believe we're talking about this on there.
had lifelong effects.
So it was Sam's birthday.
Yeah, it did on both of us. So it was my birthday, eighth grade year, and it was gym class, right?
Yeah.
So, but you know how sometimes people punch each other, right?
Just licks. Your birthday licks.
Okay, sure.
You're 14. I'm gonna punch you 14 times, right? So this is gym class. We're doing a long jump, right? I don't remember our gym teacher's name.
Miss Griffin.
Oh, wow. We're really going back.
So I'm getting ready to do my long jump, and everyone's super competitive. So we're trying to jump as far as we can. Gabe just went. You know, Gabe had a little bounce in him, so I wasn't trying to beat him. And I'm going for my jump, and it's right as I land, he punched you right in the face.
It's the stupidest.
Right, really hard, too.
It was like the stupidest thing I ever could have done.
But like on purpose?
No, but it was birthday licks. It was a birthday lick.
Face.
Right. I had done 13 birthday licks, okay. And then we were going to the last one. So I was trying to hit him in the chest.
Oh, and you got his face.
But what happened was because when you jump, Nina, you don't land straight up in the air.
Oh, you kind of bounce. You spring back.
Like your head kind of goes down a little bit.
Oh, no.
So I make the mistake of punching one of my best friends in the face. And then what happens after? It's like my worst nightmare.
Wow. Okay. So basically, Sam got up and like shocked.
I'm literally staring at this guy, and we weren't fighting. That's the thing, right?
Right.
So I look at him and I'm like, oh my God. And I'm so shocked. And I'm looking at his eyes. Now, let's go back to the beginning of the story where I told you his dad's a boxer and Sam boxes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So he just has that instinct.
It's just like, you're not just like messing with some kid on the block. You're like, this guy actually boxes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at him like, and you just see like his eyes go blank. Like he don't see anything. He just starts.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, I didn't mean to punch you in the face.
This is why guys are so weird.
Oh my God.
Dudes are weird.
But you know what though? It was one of those moments though, when you are young boys that, you know, you really realize like it was stupid. You know what I mean? You made a mistake. And the funny thing is that I got suspended. I got suspended for an accidental punch that I wasn't even trying to throw on a guy.
Wait, did Sam get suspended?
Did you get suspended?
Oh, yeah. We both got suspended.
Yeah, 5 days.
We both got suspended for like a week. You know, basically breaking each other's noses.
Yeah, it could have escalated.
In front of everybody.
It was pretty bad. I remember coming back to school, being really sad that, you know, were we going to be friends again? I remember crying.
Aww.
Coming back to school and like being sad and like hugging Sam. And we were both really sad after that. You know what I mean? Because we're friends. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, we just kept on being cool, hanging out in high school. And literally, I talked to Sam like twice a week still.
So this whole breaking each other's noses things brought you guys closer together?
Well, I think his nose is perfectly fine. I still have to get mine fixed on Friday, all right?
What is this love language you guys have?
Oh, Chicago kids growing up. Hey, Sam, I appreciate you hanging out, joining the show, telling the story, man. I love you, brother. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, man. Talk to you later.
I'm very brave for sharing that story. No one likes to talk about getting punched in the nose.
That's so intense. Okay, so now that you're going in for this surgery, what is that actually going to do?
Well, I'm going to Sinus and Snoring MD. They're going to be hooking me up. And so because I have the deviated septum, I have like trouble breathing at night. I breathe through my mouth.
So do you snore? Is it going to stop that?
I snore because I breathe through my mouth. But if I could breathe through both of my nostrils, it'd be great. But it's something, again, that I didn't even realize that I had an issue with. You know what I'm saying?
So you're not good at smelling things?
Can't smell. Sometimes I have issues smelling things. Like Nicole will definitely be like, oh my God, the dog, or oh my God, the baby pooped. And I'd be like, really?
You don't even know? So, like, if I brought things in for you to smell, you wouldn't
even
know what they are?
I'd have trouble, I would say.
I feel like such a little devil. I'm like, I have an idea.
Is this what we're doing?
I want to do this so bad. Okay. Can I bring stuff in for you to smell and see if you can identify what it is?
Oh, this is great.
And then we can do it again after you get the surgery to see if it really improves your ability to smell.
I love that. Okay, all right. So, tomorrow on the show, 720. What are you going to bring in? Like three, four, five things?
You guys, if you have any ideas of what I should make Gabe smell, hit me up at Nina on the air.
All right. The big surgery is happening on Friday, but tomorrow is the big smell test.
This is so funny.
Make sure you're here for it. It's Gabe and Nina. Four fast facts up next.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Shout out to the work hard. Be good, crew. Especially those people that look at hump day and say, huh, day.
People that plan on putting the H in the hump day.
I don't know.
Okay, also shout out to all the people that plan on being good today and staying hydrated and drinking their water.
That's right. It is time for four fast facts.
Facts.
In no particular order.
Number four.
I'll go first today, man, because I'm actually really excited about this.
Okay.
So yesterday, I had breakfast for dinner.
Ooh.
You can't go wrong with that.
I do that a lot.
Do you really?
I do, because I'm lazy, and an omelet is just so easy to make, and it's just meat. So.
Yeah. Yesterday was a different kind. It wasn't just eggs. I was like, we were trying to decide what we were going to eat, and we had turkey meat laid out. And I'm looking at the turkey meat, and I'm thinking to myself, boring. Because here's what happens. My girl will sneakily convince me to make picadillo. The meat inside of empanadas is pretty much picadillo. And I didn't want to do that. And I said, you know what, baby? I got a great idea. Let's have some waffles.
Ooh.
So we have this really cool waffle maker. It's a vertical waffle maker where you pour the batter in to the top. It has its own little funnel.
That's amazing.
Baby story behind the waffle maker. I bought it for my sister, but I found out on Christmas that it was the second waffle maker that I had bought my sister.
Gabe's known for his waffle makers.
So I took it. Have it at the house. Needless to say, though, it is a jam.
Man, you have all the things to make the perfect chicken and waffles now.
Look out for the food truck coming in 2021.
Number three.
It's all about convenience. However, it's very inconvenient when you forget your password. How often do you do that? Do you forget your passwords a lot?
No, I use the same one for everything.
Well, there is a password that is standing between a man and $234 million. This story was so crazy to me. So there's this guy in San Francisco. He lost a password to this hard drive that he has that's encrypted. It's a special kind of hard drive, so he only has 10 guesses to get the password right. If he doesn't, it'll like self-destruct, like go, go, gadget, self-destruction.
Well, it's actually a virtual wallet. And so what happens is he has Bitcoin in there, Nina.
Yeah, I know.
He got Bitcoin, and it's all these millions of dollars of Bitcoin. But the thing is, because it was all like black market in the beginning, it's encrypted in a different way. So there's actually companies that are sprouting up that will help people find their cryptocurrency and the passwords to their virtual wallets.
Well, because I was just going to ask, like, there's absolutely no way he can't get in, because as of right now, he has two more chances, right?
Yeah.
To try to break
two
in
more,
there.
And that's it.
Guys, that gives me anxiety for this guy.
Well, one of those tries should be 1, 2, 3, 4.
Number two.
All right, so maybe if he gets into his account, he can use that money to rent out the Bachelor Mansion. Did you hear it is available for rent, Nina?
Ew, no.
Right around 9,600 square feet.
Wow.
There is 7 bedrooms now, 8 bathrooms. It sits on 10 acres.
Okay, so Marshall, I want to come and stay one night. How much am I looking at?
Okay, take a guess.
For one night?
For one night.
$5,000.
Oh, very close, very close.
Probably around $6,000 a night.
$6,000, what do I get?
2 jacuzzis, swimming pool, pool table, full bar.
Herpes.
I was going to say, like, can you get full on, like,
syphilis,
Lysol bombs that go in the tub first? I don't know. It's like there's something with the Bachelor Mansion that kind of reminds me of, like, the Playboy Mansion, even though it's not the same thing, I realize.
A lot more sex in the Playboy Mansion.
But there's still that kind of, like, I'm curious but skeeved at the same time.
I think that seems like a cool place to do, like, a bachelorette party or something like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, have strippers in there. You can pretend like you got it.
It's a bachelorette party in the Bachelorette Mansion. Boom.
Number one.
In no particular order. Were you a Girl Scout? You in the car. I was a Girl Scout. So I feel like every time we talk about Girl Scout cookies, I'm so invested. You know, like you just want to root for the Girl Scouts. Well, this year it's Girl Scout cookie season, and it's a lot harder for us to get our hands on it because they're not going to be posted up outside of Mariano's this time. Now they've teamed up with Grubhub. So you can actually order Girl Scout cookies from the comfort of your home.
They should pair up with Benny's and do like Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, for any of the dispensaries.
Something like that.
Anyways.
I know. We're trying to skirt around the fact that we want little girls going into to dispensaries and being like, can I get some Girl Scout cookies?
You know.
No, not the ones I'm selling. The ones you can actually
no.
sell. Not that at all.
That's not what we mean.
All right. What we do mean is business. We're going to be guessing your gig next. But if you want to play, you can call now. It's B96. B96, it's time for Guess Your Gig. First up, we got Ryan in Aurora. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
All right, my first question to you, Ryan, is have you ever brought your lunch to work?
Yes.
Interesting.
Okay, Ryan, do you keep your hands, your nails nicely manicured?
No.
You are a school bus driver.
No, far off.
Ryan, I think that you operate one of those, what are these things called?
Jackhammers.
A jackhammer. You're a jackhammer operator.
No.
Negative there, too. I think we're far off on that one. I am a stage director for a couple DJs here in Chicago.
Oh, look at that. Okay. Damn. You know those DJs must be rich if you're able to hire someone to direct your stage for you.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well.
All right, Ryan. Well, listen, man, if some radio DJs ever need your help, I'll be sure to look you up. All right,
brother? You can be our stage manager.
Have a good one.
Hit me up.
Danielle Mayfair, good morning.
Good morning.
Danielle, are you good with directions?
Hmm.
Kind of.
Okay. Do you own any CDs?
I do not.
Interesting.
Okay. Danielle, I do think you are an Uber driver.
No.
Ooh. Okay, Danielle, I'm going to say you are a physical therapist for dogs.
Ooh.
No. I am a preschool teacher.
Close.
Physical therapist for animals. Thanks for the call, Danielle.
Hi, good morning, Jamie in North Center. Okay. Do you talk to more than three people a day at your job?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Can you type faster than 50 words a minute?
Maybe. Dang. Mavis Beacon didn't train me very well.
Jamie, I think you're a phone sex operator.
Hey.
Wow, that's such a compliment. I'm actually a funeral director.
Hold on, it's so my turn to guess.
Opposite.
It's my turn to guess. Jamie, you didn't let me
okay,
guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to say you are a funeral director.
Oh, my God, Gabe, you're so right. Oh,
Jamie.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
Ah, what a good job.
We tell you we're accurate. We aren't lying.
Guys, what did we tell you? Let me drop the music. What did we tell you? Guess your gig. Bam, bam, bam. Two questions. We know exactly
special
what you do.
Special powers.
If you want to play tomorrow, 7:45?
Yeah.
Just after 7:40.
Right in there.
All right, but now we're going to get into our three throwbacks. First up, Pitbull Hotel Room Service.
He's a good liar, and she's used to being lied to.
Hey!
The Lie Detectors on B96.
B96, Chicago's new hit music. It is time for Lie Detectors, and someone thinks they are being lied to. Her name is Miranda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Miranda, this is the worst. Who do you think is lying to you?
My good friend, Jonathan. First, I'm just shocked that he would even do something like this, but we were supposed to, like, go on a ski trip up in Wisconsin. He's him and his boyfriend and me and my boyfriend and everything. And then he was like, well, we've got to cancel.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, okay. You know, a little disappointed because looking forward to getting
sure.
out, doing
Jeez.
Something.
It's
totally.
A pandemic.
You know,
I want to go.
That sounds fantastic.
I'm going to try to go.
So what happened?
So I wound up just canceling everything. But then I heard through the grapevine, through other people we know, that he is still going. They are still going, him and his boyfriend.
Interesting.
So I'm like,
so why?
Right. I'm like, well, what is that about? Because
so
we've
why?
Been friends for a while.
Wait, but Miranda, why are they still going? Like, why would he lie to you?
I have no clue. That's
what we're
to
here
understand.
For, Nina.
Oh, I'm just like, what?
Okay, this is very
so I came
odd.
To you.
Oh, man.
Do you know if he's going with another couple? Like, maybe they just didn't want to go with you guys?
So, yeah, do they not like you?
No, I mean, we do things together all the time, so I don't even know what that problem is.
Have you ever played him on any money? Maybe he canceled on you because you guys were shady? Okay, no.
No.
Okay, that's okay. Not it. Did he just want alone time with his boyfriend, maybe?
Oh, were you guys all going to stay in the same cabin?
Yes, it's a big thing. There's a lot of deals going on, so okay. It's
sure.
able to.
I don't know. Maybe
but
that's it. I don't know why.
No, he should have. No, we've talked and we've been speaking also, and he's just
Ooh. He sounds like there's nothing wrong. He's not avoiding me or nothing like that.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is interesting. Well, listen, I got to be honest. It seems odd that he said he canceled, but he's still going and hasn't even talked to you about it. I wonder if there's something deeper there. Well, the good thing is, Miranda, that we came up with a good way to catch him up in a lie. Why am I clapping?
I don't know.
Am I syllable clapping?
Because you know I'm what excited. It is? We're bizarrely proud of the fact that we're here to help Miranda, and we don't like liars.
Neither do I. Thank you.
No problem. Well, listen, sit back, relax, Miranda, and you guys do the same. All right, when we come back, we are going to ask Jonathan, why in the hell did you cancel on your friend if you're still going? Lie Detectors is next with Gabe and Nina on B96. Don't forget, still listening up for Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. That's your song of the day to win that iPad. It's happening before 9 o'clock. But first, let's get back. So, they made plans to go to Wisconsin to stay in a cabin. He said he had to cancel for whatever reason. She said, okay, she canceled too. But then she found out through her friends that he was still going. Miranda, you there?
I'm here.
All right. We're going to try to find out why Jonathan was lying about canceling the trip to you. Hopefully, it's nothing bad. Lie Detectors starts now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jonathan?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jonathan. My name is Grace. I'm actually with Wilmington Ski Resort. We're really excited about your stay, and we just wanted to make a courtesy call before your arrival.
Sweet.
First of all, I just wanted to let you know that the mini fridge is going to be completely stocked up. We actually have an extra one in the second bedroom. And also, we're going to be offering complimentary sessions in the spa. Everything is really safe. And we are doing a little survey. Just curious if you were coming up here for business or pleasure.
Well, it's a little bit of sugar and spice and everything nice. So I'll say pleasure.
Wonderful. We really are sure you're going to have a great time up here. Everybody does. Before I let you go, Jonathan, I just wanted to check to see if there was anything that we could do to improve your stay or make you feel more comfortable. I did see here in the system that you canceled recently before rebooking.
Canceled?
It says right here you did cancel.
No, that must be an error in your computer.
Wait a minute. Jonathan, hello, my dear.
Miranda.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Hello.
Jonathan, good morning. This is B96 in Chicago. The only ski trip, or this thing is going downhill from here.
Oh, shoot. Jonathan, hi.
We got your friend.
What's going on here?
Miranda on the phone, Jonathan. We actually do the morning show here in Chicago at B96, and Miranda called us up because she found out, or at least you told her that you guys canceled on your trip, but we're hearing right now that you didn't.
I mean, yes, my dear, you told me that you're canceling all this, and so you asked what's going on. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why would you not cancel? Why would you lie to me saying that you canceled, but then now you're still going? Baby, I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I just, there's just, how shall I say? It's a little, it's kind of rainbow friendly.
Does Miranda not belong to the rainbow?
I know. What?
Wait.
What is that supposed to mean?
So Jonathan, you're telling me because, okay, so you didn't, so this isn't a bad thing. You just didn't want to hurt Miranda's feelings.
Right. And there's quite a few of extracurricular activities that would be going on. I didn't want to make you feel uncomfortable. So, wait, you didn't want to make me feel uncomfortable, but so you lied to me instead. No, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, we've never seen each other in these type of, you know.
I get it. Nina, I got to be honest. Listening to the two of them, I mean, most people have been in this situation before where you just don't want to disappoint your friend. So
right.
You come up with a white lie instead of, you know, something. So how would you feel in this situation?
I think I just would have rather you told me and I would have been like, well, I still want to come.
Well,
exactly. I still want to come. I feel bad. Okay, like I love you and your best friend, and it's just, you know,
I love it. Okay, well, listen, I got to be honest. One thing I'm really happy about is that there's no ill will here, mal intención, and the fact that Jonathan was really just trying to help save face right there, Miranda. But Jonathan, you do understand that Miranda seems like she's down for whatever.
I know.
I'm with it.
Well, it sounds like it.
That's why you guys are friends. You.
There is not going to be another next time. I'm going online and I'm rebooking right now. It's going down. On and popping.
Gabe and Nina, B96, I am about to put on my deep voice.
Here we go.
Because it is time for Sexy Spanish Talk. We're looking for a contestant right now. So if you want to get on the radio and play with us, Gabe and Nina, now's the time to call in 877-591-9696. Sexy Spanish Talk. If you never heard it before, I say something in Spanish. And then you tell me whether or not what I'm saying is sexy or silly.
Okay. Wait for the voice to drop.
877. 591-9696. No, I just said the phone number, guys. Nothing crazy, all right? Call now to play, though, all right?
877-591-9696. Sexy Spanish Talk is next on B96.
Jessica Oak Park, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. So you have any ex-boyfriends that are Latino or what?
Well, I have a little Latino in me. Very little.
Okay. This is like the perfect Chicago mix where, like, you've been mixed with Mexican or Puerto Rican, but your other side isn't Latin at all, so you know no Spanish.
Exactly. They look at me and they're like, oh, wow.
Exactly. Well, listen, we're going to try to make this a little bit better. I'm going to say something to you in Spanish. You're going to tell me whether it's sexy or silly. And then at the end, because we want to make sure our listeners are practicing, I want you to tell me what you like on your tacos, but in Spanish, all right? All right, here is your statement. Ayer estaba besando la pierna de mi mujer. Quería besar su pecho, pero la niñita ya estaba ahí.
Jessica, was that sexy or silly?
Oh, man. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go with silly.
She really wants to say.
I said last night I made out with my girl's leg.
Oh my!
I wanted to kiss her chest, but the baby was already there.
Like, let me just grab a foot real quick.
Jessica, where are you on your way to right now? What do you do for a living?
I am a phlebotomist. Oh. I am working at West Suburban Hospital.
I love it. All right, well, you know what you got to do before you get up out of here. What do you like on your tacos?
Un pollo de torta. I don't like the tacos.
She said a torta de pollo. Gabe and Nina, B96. Sorry, you think that you're in a weird relationship? I have two couples that are going to top you, and I'll tell you about them in just a second.
Because first, you need to remember Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. That's going to play before 9, and that is your song of the day to win an iPad. When you hear it, be caller 21, and it could be yours.
That sounds sick.
I know.
You're already getting entertained and laughing out loud when you listen to us. Yeah. Now you get a free iPad by hanging out as well. All right, so I was talking about this relationship that's going on right here, and I'm telling you guys, you think you're in a weird relationship?
Mm-hmm, situationship.
It has nothing on these two couples. All right, so this first one's in Canada, and they have 8 o'clock curfew out there. Except for people that are walking dogs. If you got to walk your dog, you can go outside.
Okay.
So this couple tried to remedy that whole thing by bending the rules.
If you're interested in how some people in Quebec have been trying to break the curfew rules, I've got an extreme example to share with you. It comes from Sherbrooke, Quebec, southeast of Montreal. A woman was caught trying to walk her husband on a leash after curfew. Now, the rules say you are allowed to walk a dog after 8 o'clock. Obviously, you are not allowed to walk your husband. Police say the couple spotted around 9 o'clock on Saturday night, each of them given a fine of $1,500 for what they did.
Did you hear that at the end?
$1,500.
$1,500. I thought you could do that stuff. I thought you could dress up and play.
I was like, is this role play? Would that be considered role play? Is that like a new way to get yourself excited?
Have you ever been on a leash or put a person on a leash?
You know, no, I haven't. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, man.
Anything's possible.
Just don't break curfew. That's all I got to do. This other couple actually leveled up. You think that's the wildest they can get, but this is actually even crazier. So this couple in Oregon.
Crazier than walking your husband, by the way.
Oh, Nina, just you listen. So this couple in, actually a couple means two. So this thruple in Oregon. They've decided to, okay, you know what? I just want to, it's the titles, Nina. The titles that they've given themselves is what makes this thruple just absolutely odd.
We are in what we would call, I guess you guys would call a thruple, but it is a closed polycule for those who are familiar with the terminology, meaning we consider ourselves a closed family unit.
Okay, she said a closed polycule.
Okay, so is that a technical term for a thruple?
I don't know. I didn't look it up.
The nice term for a thruple?
I just know that that's what she said.
Polycule.
But here's what they call each other. Listen to this.
When we first met, I said, this is how I am, and I live, and I am going towards my fairy tale end. And if you're going to be in on that, then here we go. It's all or nothing. And so he said, well, I want to be with you, so I am willing to give that a go and do the things necessary and be in that life.
So here are the three names. She is the fairy princess. She's the queen of her land. That's what she calls herself, the fairy princess.
Oh, so she wants this real fairy tale.
When you see the pictures of her, she's in a princess dress and everything.
Stop it.
So her first boyfriend is Ian the leprechaun.
She made her man be the leprechaun?
No, he is a leprechaun. Okay. These people are these things. He is a leprechaun. She is a fairy princess.
Okay.
And they were together. They were doing their thing. And then she went to like one of those little cosplay things. And he met Ralph the troll, a 6'7" troll. And so they have a troll, a leprechaun.
Man, 2020 really brought all of the role playing.
Yo,
all of the role playing.
I'm not taking shots. I'm simply asking a question. Does seeing a woman like this having two men at her beck and call make you feel a certain type of way?
No.
Because you're single.
Clearly she's a fairy, so she's supernatural and can do it that way.
Just
and
give yourself a random name, Nina.
I am a lioness. I'm Nina the lioness.
Go get yourself a
bear cup.
That's a cat. It's Gabe and Nina,
B96. Are you a single millennial that is just feeling worried that you've lost a year trying to find love? Well, it's okay, because there are smart people that are telling you, know what? Saying that last year actually helped you get closer to it. So if you know a single person, encourage them with this. It's Nina at 9:30 on B96, giving you a gem for the journey. And today's gem comes from these said smart people. Now, we've talked about the benefits of what is now being referred to as slow dating, because you're taking the time to get to know people without actually meeting them face to face. You're talking.
Up.
Right. You're not getting to the hooking up part so fast. But the other side of that, that these smart people want you to understand, is that in this last year, we've talked about the different things that you've had to face, but there's been an opportunity for you to work through the things that you need to work through without hiding behind another person. So if you think about it in terms of going to battle, your armor just got stronger, right? Because now you know more about yourself and what it is that you're looking for. Because I was even thinking as I was reading this about myself, and that's, in this time, I too like have this weird sense of empowerment. It's almost like this new level of confidence in knowing what I bring to the table. So if you spent the time getting to know yourself, then it'll make it easier for you to weed through the people when you get back out there. Like for real, for real. Does that make sense?
Hold on, see if the sound effect works. Oh, no, it's too short.
What were you trying to say?
I just feel like every single person, all they heard for the last minute was static.
What?
Because nobody that's single and how that, for my, me, I'm trying to think if I was single, I'd be like, don't justify my year of solitude. Like, this sucks. Yeah. It can't unsuck.
Yeah, but if you only look at it as sucking, then you're missing out on an opportunity to grow.
It is a pandemic, a lockdown in a world that hasn't happened in 100 years. We're the first people to experience this in 100 years. It's really hard to put a positive spin on it.
But I'm telling you, if you have this opportunity to grow from your solitude,
yeah,
I'm saying I have. And I'm hoping, or these other people...
How have you grown?
How have I grown? I really do think I know myself on a level that was really uncomfortable for a while. And I feel really good about things. Things that used to bother me don't the same way, because I know me. Gabe, I do.
Okay.
It's true. I talk to myself more than ever before. I'm not a crazy person, and I know what I want.
All right.
So anyway, I hope that wasn't static and there was a takeaway for you, because it was intended to be so.
And it's that it's okay to be that you were alone in 2020.
Well, and that you have some new armor to go out and you're stronger and stuff, like when you're in these streets. That's all. I want you to know that you're closer to love. You didn't lose.
You are a knight in shining armor. Or you got one coming.
Either way, shine your armor and
gem,
be
baby.
Ready. I thought so.
I
Nina at 9:30 weekdays with Gabe and Nina on B96.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.